Blog Talk Radio.
Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. To you belong all power, Jesus. Whenever I call your name, you always come and make a way. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. Ooh, yeah. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. To you belong all power. beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own. Oh, you are
from beginning to the end.
Greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed, sweet Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we bless you this morning. We praise you, Lord. We worship you and we glorify your name. Father, you are worthy of every praise, every glory, every honor. There's no one like you. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, Lord, and we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And we cry out to you this morning for mercy in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak, oh God, for us in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood that speaketh better than the blood of Abel. We thank you for your blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O Lord, to be a wall of fire around us, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our spouses, our children, grandchildren, and the glory, O God, within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, be a wall of fire around our homes, our families, our transportation, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to send your holy angels to minister to us this morning in the name of Jesus, to guide us and protect us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels minister to us. Let your holy angels guide us and protect us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your holy angels guiding us, protecting us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, we destroy every work of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus every work of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we destroy in the name of Jesus. Oria Master de Diego, oh Master de Coromaster de Coromaster, Oromaster de Coromaster de Diecoromaster, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we pray for our children. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for our children. We pray for guidance and protection upon their lives. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, protect them from the evil one. Keep them hidden on the secret place, O God. Be with them, guide them, and protect them. We pray for our grandchildren, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to be with them, O God, guiding them and protecting them, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, O God. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, how great you are. How great you are, oh, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you. in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. To those of you that's just joining this morning, we want to say good morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We'll go straight into the word because I'm not going to keep you long. We were created to hear the voice of Almighty God. We were created to hear God's voice. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word forth, let it not be beep, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, Jesus. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Revelation 3:20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. Hallelujah. The human heart been created with a capacity to hear God's voice. The human heart also has the capacity to consciously or unconsciously screen out God's voice. And what I'm saying to you, because even before you became a Christian, you heard this voice speaking to you, do this, do that. But you didn't know who it was. It was the Holy Spirit, who is also the voice of Almighty God. Because the Holy Spirit only speaks what God says he should speak. Hallelujah. Unconsciously, the presence of many voices coming from the culture of one's own inner thoughts makes hearing God's voice quite difficult. If you're listening to all the other voices, and sometimes it's so hard to hear the voice of God. It's if you are listening to everything else. But while God has the power to break into and override other voices that are screaming messages to your heart, God seems to be a respecter of the heart's privacy. He can stop anything but because he respects you. Then Jesus stands at the door of the heart and knocks, seeking a welcome that will allow him entrance. Such a sad passage. Jesus, the Son of God, knocking at the door of a house he already owns. Jesus is on not because he cannot break down a door or shout through it, but Jesus is kept up because of internal resistance. Jesus could knock down the door and legitimately demand admittance, but consistent with the nature of God, there is the waiting to be invited into what is his. God makes communication with a tender knock on the door. Then God waits for his people to open the door rather than forcefully invading the heart's privacy with irresistible shout. If we are to open the door and hear God, then we must make room for his must make room for his voice to be heard. The din and the glamour of our environment must be tuned down so that God's still voice can be heard. Here is where the disciplines of silence and solitude serve us well. Being alone and still, quiet and silent before God, are actions that can take you to open the doors of God's voice. Be alone. When you have that time alone, you have time to reflect. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So we sing to the Lord. We want to hear his voice. Savior, show us how to make room in our noise. Show us how to make room in our noise. In our noise, let's show us how to make room. Show us how your voice should be heard. Show us how to hear your voice. Show us, oh God, draw us into your quiet place where our hearts can meet face to face. Show us, God. Lead us, God. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, you're no respecter of persons. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I pray that your children will hear your voice. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 We adore you, Lord Jesus. We pray for those that are sick in the hospital. We pray for those that are on ventilators. We pray for those that a doctor has given up on. Intervene on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, intervene, O God. Father God, we pray that it will open their hearts to hear your knock. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, show your face, show your glory, show your power. Oh, Father, we need you more than ever before. Oh, dear, my son, the echo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us in our neighborhoods and a glory within in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless the Lord. I pray that you will heal. I pray, Father, that you will take us from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, pillar to pillar, wealth to wealth, in the name of Jesus. Oriana Santeriaca. Yemos de Teriacaramase. Oriamos de Teriacaramase Teriaco. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the children. Hallelujah, Ramase Teriaco. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah, we worship you. We'll hear your still small voice and heed to your voice, O God. Oriamase Teriaca. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and the glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.